We end up Yutesa mit Aleph. We had had a machloikis and af Yutchesa mit Beis between Rav and Rabbi Chanine and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Machloikis was as follows. That is a dover boru that the Dalit Tzaymes, which came about because of the Chuban of the Bayis Rishon. So the Pasuk says that by the Zman of the Binyan Bayis Sheni, these Dalit Tzaymes were Neshapach Liyomim Tovim. They were also Behesped of the Tainis. That was Bizman HaBayish Sheni. After the Chuban of the Bayish Sheni, so these Yomim Tovim became bottle. Now the Gemara is a Shaila, there were other Yomim Tovim which were existent Bizman Bayish Sheni. There were Yomim Tovim that came about through Nisim that occurred to Klal Yisrael. And there's a whole Megillas Tainis that was written, and there they were Moine, these Yomim Tovim. So there's a machloikis now, after the Chuban HaBayis, just like the Yomim Tovim of the Dalit Tzaymes became bottle, did these Yomim Tovim also become bottle? Or didn't they become bottle? These Yomim Tovim remained. Is Rab and Rabbi Chanina hold that bottle of Megillas Tainis, that these Yomim Tovim became bottle together with the Yomim Tovim of the Dalit Tzaymes? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that they didn't become bottle. That was the sugya on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Now we are in the middle of Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. Mosiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masne Be'eschim Utman Yobay, the 28th day of Adar, Osis Psurte Tavsa Liyudoi, there was a Psura Toive, De Lo Yeidun Mi'eraise, that the Roimiyim will not be menatik them, will not be oiker them from Limud HaTorah. Shegozra HaMalchus Gzeire Shlo Yasku BeTorah, they had made a Gzeire, a threefold Gzeire, they shouldn't learn Torah, B'Shlo Yemoylo Es B'neiem, they shouldn't be mal the children, B'Sheyechalalu Shabbosus. Ma osa Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaveirov, holchu v'notlu eitza mimatronisa achas shekol gdoile roime mitzuyen etzlo. They got a political eitza from a matronisa. Omro lahem, what was the eitza? Boyu v'hifkinu balaylo. You should make a hafgone balaylo. And it'll help. Holchu v'hifkinu balaylo. So they made a hafgone. Omru eishamayim oyachechem anachnu eishamayim kloyme laman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, we're brothers, the Reimiyim, loy bnei of echod anachnu, we both stam from Yitzchak Avinu, v'loy bnei eim achas anachnu, manish taninu mikol ume veloshin sha'atem goizrim aleinu gzeiris koshes ubitlum. And they were mevatel the gzeire. When Chazal saw the bitter like gzeire, they did not pat themselves on the back and say, no, koichi vaitzim, yodi osli yisachayla ze. No, they realized that this was an es min ha-shamayim. Va'oisei ha-yoyim asu yontiv, so they made this day, chof ches ador, they made it a yontiv, it's also behesped, it's also betainis. And that's written in Megillas Tainis. Fregte Gemore, vi isalke daitoch botlo Megillas Tainis. If we'll say, according to Rav and Rabbi Chanine, that after the Chuban of the Bayis Sheni, so all the Yom Tovim, which were written in Megillas Tainis, became bottle. So kamaise bottle, the previous Yomim became bottle. Achran Yosa Maisifin. And now we're Maisif another Yomtiv. If after the Chuban HaBayis we don't make new Yomim Tovim, not only that we were Moike the previous Yomim Tovim, so Zichar we won't make new Yomim Tovim. And this occurred after the Chuban HaBayis. V'chi teima hachinami bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Maybe you'll say, no, maybe this was bizman abayis. Maybe you'll say that Yehuda ben Shamua lived bizman abayis. So the Gemara says it's not true. V'ha Yehuda ben Shamua talmidoi shal Rabbi Meir. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. V'Rab Meir bosa hachi have. Rabbi Meir was after the Churban abayis. And he was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Zichar was after the Churban abayis. How do we know that Yehuda ben Shamua was a Talmud of Rab Meir? This nan, we learned in a Mishneh, Kli zechuchis shen nikvoi. You had a glass keli that got a hole in it. Vehitiv l'seichon eva. And they patched up the hole, they stuffed up the hole with lead. Omar Rab Shimon Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shamua metamei mishum Rab Meir. Rab Yehuda ben Shamua is metamei mishum Rab Meir. So here we see this is our Mekor that he was a Talmud of Rab Meir. The Chachomim metarem. So Al Koponim, that's the Kasha. The Kasha is, so we see after Churban Habayis, that was Rav Tuvi Bar Masnas Kasha. We see after the Churban Habayis, they created new Yomim Tovim. So we see that we don't say Botlo Megillas Tainis. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Let us see Rashi. Rab Meir Bosa Churban Have Kame Deiris. Rab Meir was many Deiris after the Churban Habayis. Tobi Mei Rabben Yoichanim Ben Zakei Chorav Habayis. V'Rabbi Lezer Talmidai Hoye. Rabbi Lezer HaGodol, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'Rabbi Kive Talmidai Shal Rabbi Lezer. Kedemrinim B'Shilei Arba Mises. Rabbi Kive was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer HaGodol. V'Rabbi Meir Talmidai Shal Rabbi Kive. Kedemrinim Pekama Deire. V'n Komokim Shata Moitze Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echod. Lefnei Rabbi Kive Eine El Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kive. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua was a Talmud of Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, Talmud isha Rameya have. Now, the Gemara brought down this Mishnah just to prove to us that Yehuda ben Shemua was after the Churban. But now we have to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Zot Rashi, Kli zechuchay shenikvay, shenitmo, the Kli Zechuchis became Tomei. The Nikvon, and then he made a hole in it, or it got a hole, L'taron mitumoso. That's a klal, a Kli, by Reif Kalim, Shviroson mitaroson. If it becomes unusable, so Memele, it loses the Shem Kalim, and becomes Toy. And fine, so now it's Toy. Then what did he do? He melted Eva, Eferes, lead, now he stuffed up the hole. Yehuda ben Shamua metame. So what that is metame? Loimar shechozru letumoson yeshono. That now the tume, which was on the Kli Zechuchis, and then it left the Kli Zechuchis because it became toer. So when he stuffs up the hole, it goes back to the old tumah. So Rashi says, how does this work? Va'afal pi shalei nogu shuv betumah. Didn't touch another time a sheretz. Afal pi can it becomes tumah. Frekt Rashi, va'afal pi shein kli zechuchis chayzrin letumosan yeshona, kide omer per kamed de Shabbos. Shle gozru chazores tume yishone ela bekli matres. The Gemara in Shabbos says a gewaldike chiddush that the Rabbonon made a gzeire. Let's not go into the reason why they made the gzeire, but the Chachamim made a gzeire by kli matres as follows: the person had a kli matres and he broke the kli matres, so now became toher, and now he melts it and puts it back together again. So in a Torah it's Torah, because it became Torah already. The Rabbanon said, Chozro litumoson yeshona. As soon as he makes it back into a keli, so the previous tumah, which left the keli, comes back midarabonim. But this chumre is only a chumre by kli matches. By kli schuchis, there's no such din. You'll bake a kli schuchis, which was tamei, will become toyer. You'll melt it and make it into a new keli, it'll remain toyer. So that's what Rashi asks. Rashi says, why is it tamei? Va'af al pi she'ein kli schuchis choizrin l'tumos on yeshana. Kide oma beperikame de Shabbat, shloi gozru chazores tume yeshona elo bekli matris. Zogt Rashi, that Rab Meir held, hani nami hoyel vaha eivel mamidoi, since the whole reason why the keli is now usable is because that the hole was stuffed up with the lead, so it's considered that it is a keli because of the lead is kikli matris dummy. So they gave it a din of a kli matris. Since the matris sheboy is making it for a keli, so gets a din of a kli matris to hakel hoylech acher amaymid. That's what Rameir holds. She go bust of the maymid. So now it gets a din of a kli matris. So it has a din of a kli matris. So it is choyza l'tumasa yishona, because by kli matris, that is the halacha, that it's choyza l'tumasa yishona. V'chachomim metarim. So Rashi says, the ikrai kli schuchisayim, this lumdis, that since the matris is a maimid, so it should give the whole keli a shame kli matris, this chidish the chachamim don't hold. Loyozli bosar ha maimid. That's one pshat. Inyan acher, now Rashi wants to say another pshat. So according to the first pshat, the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, And the Chachamim is in a Tumah Derabbanan. Does it have a din of kli matris that's choizel l'tumasa yishane? It doesn't have a din of a kli matris that's choizel l'tumasa yishane. And the Yisod HaMachlokes is, are you hoylech basar hamaymid or you're not hoylech basar hamaymid? Does the maymid give the whole keli a din of what the maymid is? In Yenacher, Rashi would say a second shot. Kli schuchis tahoirim. We're not speaking about kli schuchis that were once tomei. No, kli schuchis tahoirim shenikvoi. V'itiloi l'soichon eiva. So he had a kli schuchis which was toyer. Now it had a hole in it. And now he filled it up with eiva. Yehude ben Shamua metamon tumas kli matches di eiraise im noga bahen tumet. The shaila is now, will it be mekabel tumah min ha-toyre, or mekabel tumah min ha-rabbanan? The halacha is, a kli matris is mekabel tumah min ha-toyre. A kli schuchis is mekabel tumah min ha-rabbanan. So now the shaila is, this keli, which in yesod is a kli schuchis, and has a maimed of a matris, what shame keli does it have? Does it have a shame keli, a kli matris, and it's mekabel tumah min ha-toyre? Does the maimid give it a din a kli matris, which is mekabel tumah min ha-toyre, or the maimid doesn't give it a din of a kli matris? So then the whole kabbalah's tumah will be midarabon and out kli schuchis. So let us see the lashon of Rashi. Yehuda ben Shemu mitamon tumas kli matris diyeraise. Im noga ben tumah, if now a sheretz will touch it, so it's mekabel tumah min ha-toyre. Dahaka loy lechacha maimid. Chachomim metarim metumes kli matches diyerais elam ishim tumes kli schuches derabono. So according to the second shot, the lotion of the chachomim is not too meduyik. The chachomim metarim, you have to learn this with a grain of salt. It's like a tome midarabono, and it's tome. The chachomim metarim min atayre it's toyer, because min atayre is a din of a kli schuches. Period. Now, if Rashi would stop here, it would be gewaldig. But Rashi goes further. She'ein kli matris tmeyin diyeraise ela hamnuyim beparshe hazov v'akesev anachoshes v'habalza. So now the shaila is, what is Rashi moisif over here? What's Rashi's problem? The Menachem Meishiv Nefesh wants to say pshat in Rashi as follows, that Rashi had a kasha. And it's very interesting how he wants to say Pshat and Rashi. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. If a Klis Chuchis needs Tvila. So the Gemara says in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Klis Chuchis ki Kli Matches Domi. Hoyel, that a Klis Chuchis is like a Kli Matches. Hoyel im Nishtabru, Ugoi Lahatichoi Lesakni Noi, Ayidei Atoches, Ayidei Atoches, since a Kli Matches, a Klis Chuchis, if it breaks, it's possible to melt it and to make another keli out of it. It's kikli matches, so it's similar to a kli matches. So the Gemara says that just like a kli matches needs tvile, if a person purchases a kli matches from a goy, it needs tvile. So a kli schuches kichli matches dami, because a kli schuches also has the characteristics of a kli matches, and seems the shame matches is because it can be remelted, that's a loshon hatoche. So kli schuches kichli matches dami. So zokte Menachem Eishiv Nevish, so Rashi had a kasha. So Rashi had a kasha, so I bazoi, how can I say the chachomim mitarim? Because they hold you don't go boss of the maimed, but it's a kli matris als the schuchis, boy. The Gemara says kli schuchis ki kli matris dami. So memele, why is it mekabel tume als kli schuchis? So Rashi says, no, legabi kabolas tume, ein kli matris tmeim dereis elam nuyim beparsha hazova kesev anachoshes vabalzo. So Rashi seems to be saying, according to the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh, as follows. That Einach Anami, a Kli Schuchis, is called a Kli Matches. In Legabi Tvile, it's Chayiv B'Tvile. And perhaps we could say, or else it wouldn't make sense, we don't say this, Tachsach Mir, I saw there's a Machloikis HaRishonim, but there's a Machloikis, if Kli Schuchis need Tvile min HaTorah. So it would be very good, according to the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh, to say that Rashi holds Kli Schuchis does need Tvila min HaTorah. So if Kli Schuchis needs Tvila min HaTorah, then Rashi yes, Amora de Kekashe. So what's the Machloikis over here? The Rameya holds it's Mekabel Tumim min HaTorah als the Maimit. So it's a Kli Matris. So Rashi says, but a Kli Schuchis is also Kli Matris. If it needs Tvila min HaTorah, so Memele so Fakert, so the gather of Kli Matris means a Keli that you can melt. So Bezech also be mekabel tumim in HaTorah. So Rashi says no. Legabi the parsha of Kabbalah tumedes tnoyim. What kind of kli matches you need? There it says specific zov, a kesef, and a chayshus v'abalzo. Dachsimer that's pshat the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh. Dachsimer it's muyim dik modne though the whole shtik Torah, because the same parsha which teaches us the din of Kabbalah Stume, the same parsha teaches us the din of Tvilas Kalim. B'mayim nida yischata b'mayim shanida tevelas boita taviroi b'mayim. This parsha is the parsha of Tvilas Kalim also. So how could Rashi hold that legabi Tvilas Kalim all kli matches need tvila, afilu akli schuches, Legabi Kabbalah Tumme, there it's Tavkazov, Akesav, Anachoshes, Vabalza. About Kaponim, Tachsach Mir, that's Pshat, the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh. Let us see Taisvis. O Rab Yehuda ben Shamua, Talmidoi Shal Rab Meir. The Gemara said, Rab Yehuda ben Shamua is the Talmud of Rab Meir, so Tzich was after Churban Abayis. Taima, the Perik say the Tainis Kates at Porich, Esrim v'tisha nami, my irye dahavala yoyme, mikame de itoikim temide, typically dahavala yoyme de bosor esrim utmanye. Now let's just explain for 2 minutes what the Gemara in Tainis is speaking about. The Gemara in Tainis speaks about another Yontif. There was a Yontif that the Yontif started Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and it lived from Rosh Chodesh Nissen till Ches Nissen. What was the purpose of this Yontif? The purpose of this yontav was the itaikim tmide. That means as follows. There was a machloikis between the tzedaikim and the chachamim if a yachid could be menadev a kolbim tamid. The tzedaikim held that a yachid could be menadev a kolbim tamid, and the perushim held that a tamid can only be brought from the rechush hatzibur. Not a yachid can be menadev a tamid. Al kolponim, there was one nisin that there was a vikuach, and the perushim were menatzayach the tzedaikim. So therefore, the Gemara, so it says in Megillas Tainis that from Rosh Chodesh Nissan till Ches Nissan are Yomim Toivim. You're not allowed to fast these days. Fine. So the Gemara there, Mesechtes Tainis, asks, why did they have to phrase the Isser Tainis that from Rosh Chodesh Nissan till Ches Nissan, you're not allowed to fast because of Megillas Tainis. Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast because Rosh Chodesh is also betainis. Minatayre, we learned it yesterday. So the Lachayre, when they wrote down a Megillas Tainis, that there's a Nissan Tainis, Nissan, the first 8 days of Nissan, they should really have said the first 7 days of Nissan. Rosh Chodesh is also out, Rosh Chodesh to fast. So the 7 days of Nissan are also betainis. So the Gemara answered that no, that there's a difference if the day is also betaynes min ha-toyre or min ha-rabbonon. If it's also min ha-toyre, so the day before is mutar lehisanos. If it's also min ha-rabbonon, so chazal also chizik ledivrahim, so they said the day before is also osa lehisanos. So therefore, they made the gzeire that they said that Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you're not allowed to fast besides Alts Rosh Chodesh, not allowed to fast Alts this Yisr Tainis of Megillas Tainis, in order to assure that Chav Tes Adar, you're also not allowed to fast. Now, let's go back to Tosfos. Beperik Seder Tainis Kates at Porich, Esrim V'tisha Nami, my Irie, it says, that you're not allowed to fast the 29th day of Adar, the Havale Yoime Mikame de Itoikim Tmide. Because this was the day before the woman Natsayach and the Indian of the Kolbim Tomid. So that's why you're not allowed to fast. Frek de Gemore, why do you have to say the reason you're not allowed to fast is it's because this is the day before Yoime the Itoikim Tmide, Tapik Lay Davale Yoime, the Bosser Eschimitmanya. You have another reason why you're not allowed to fast, because the 28th day of Adar is also a Yontif Midarabon, and they're not allowed to fast. That's what we're learning about over here, Beschimitmanya Beim. So Mimela, so since you're not allowed to fast the 28th day of Adar, so the 29th day is also awesome betime. That's the Gemara's kasha. Frek Tosfos, my kushe, ahi de itukim tmide, ze hoye bizman shebeis amigdash kayim. Vuvde de esre mitmanye hoye bimei Rab Yehuda ben Shamua talmide shel Rameh. Frek Tosfos, it's a pella. If our Gemara just was mevara, that chronologically the yomtiv of esre mitmanye was first created after Churban Habayis, Bizman Rab Meir, after Rab Meir, Yehuda ben Shemua, and the Yom Tev of the Itoikim Tmida was Bizman Habayis. So the Barais is telling us that you're not allowed to fast Chav Tes because of that. That means even though before this new Yom Tev was Nishadish, you're not allowed to fast Chav Tes because of the Yomtev of Itoikim Tmide. Vishloime de Mikolmokim Rebbe Shesidar Amishl Lehavel Amishne Merei Sheacha de Nisnik even to the Yom of Hoya Shaloy Letzayra. That means even though Bishatoi, when the Yomtev was first made, the reason one is not permitted to fast was because of the Nitzochen from the Tomid, But Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who wrote the Mishnayos, so this was written after the Churban HaBayis already, so he should have already mentioned that you're not allowed to fast because it's the day after Chof Ches Adar. Yehude ben Shamua mitame v'chachome mitarem. Rektoisves teima amai mitarem. Why are they mitarem? They hold you don't go bust of the maimit. Fine. Aber l'chol apoches litame mishum kli schuches. So it doesn't have a shem kli matris as a din kli schuches. She goes to all of Tumik and the Isaper come the Shabbos. The Shabbos. U perish bekuntris, so this kasha had badet Rashi. So Rashi said two pshotim on this kasha. The first pshat Rashi said, the le'inyin tume yishone pligi. The machloikis is if the tume yishone comes back. Ye Yehude ben Shemu metame loimer shechos lutumosam yishona. Even though now it didn't touch a new tume, and klis chuchis do not go back to the old tume. Yishutumos and yishon can mean a pekam, but the Shabbos shloi gozru chazores tume yishon elab kli matres. Afal pikein ani nami, but these kalim that have a stima of eva oil veeva mamidoi kikli matches domim, akaloi lechacher hamaimit. So therefore, Yehuda ben Shemua is metame als kli matches als tume yishonim, bachachomim metarem. The ikrai kli schuches, it does not have a din of a kli matris, it has a din of a kli schuches. The loizlin in boso maimit, kein perish hakuntris, that's the first pshat in Rashi. Vikasha, vektoises, kiven de tume kodmo le eiver, ma moyel hatofas eiver libsoile. So toises frekt amoyre de kekasha. The whole musig of tume yeshona means as follows. If you had a kli matres that was once tome, and then you broke it and it became toya, and then you fix it so it goes back to the tume yeshona. What was once tome? The kli schuches was once tome. The kli schuches was broken. Fine. Now what happened? He stuffed the hole with eivel. So now, naniach, Hakel hoylech achar hamaimit, so now he has a din of a kli matris. But this kli matris never was tomei. Als kli matris it never was tomei, now it became a kli matris. So how could you say chozro le tumme yishone? Chozro le tumme yishone means if it was once tomei als kli matris, so when you're mesakin it, it'll again become tomei. But als kli matris it never was tomei. Now it became a kli matris. That's a toidike kli matris. Als kli schuchis there's no din of chozro le tumme yishone. So Taisus doesn't like the first pshat of Rashi. Oy perish bekuntrish lo shenache. Second pshat. Gab Yude ben Shamua metamei kedin kli matches di reise. He's metamet minatoyre im noga bem tum dahakel. Now after he was soisim the neker, if a sheretz will touch the keli. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua holds that's mekabel tumah min ha-toyre. The hakel hoylech achar ha-maimed. So Bela has a din of a kli matres. V'chachomim metarem metumes kli matres d'yereise. V'chomim ha-metarem from tumes kli matres d'yereise. Elo mishum tumes kli schuchis d'rabon. Ule perish ze, this is a very nice pshat, obo koshe loshen metarem, obo the loshen of the chachomim mishver. The mashme metarin legamri, not metarin from the tumme de reise. Metarin by says it's toyer. So memele, the first pshad is shver in lomdis, and the second pshad is shver in digdak. The rabbeinu shmuel pirish, the rashbam said a third pshad. The pligi boho, not als rashi's lomdis, if hoilchanach amaimed, you're not hoilchanach amaimed. No, it's a different shayla. Shailas iatofas eivel choshev stime ma'al yese eloi. A different machloikis. That means you have a klis chuchis. and you're soisim the nekev with eva, with lev, it's a different meme. It's not such a good steamer. So memeila, so the shaila is it still called akli schuchis with a nekev? Or is it considered that the nekev was soisim? That's the machloikis. So it's beautiful. So Yehuda ben Shemua holds it's a good enough steamer. So memeila, so now it's akli schuchis. That became niskan. So it's mekabel tumet. Mikando lahabe, it's a keli. The chachomim hold, this is not considered a good steamer. So lemaisa, so it's a klis chuchis, that's menuke. A klis chuchis, that's menuke. It's not mekabel tume. Rabbi Nishmul pirish tepligi boho, yatofes eva choshev steamer mal yoso eloi. Beperikamba di shabbos kosuf. Which this is not good according to Rabbeinu Shmuel. According to Rabbeinu Shmuel, there's no machloikas about maimed over here. The machloikas is a good theme. Goris Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rab Meiri, Vesuloi, Vlegosinan Akel Hoylech Acher HaMaimed. Fine. So the Rashbam was Meyashiv, the machloikas, Rab Meir, And the Chachomim, and the Machloikis is Gor Anandra Machloikis. Machloikis is it a good steamer? Is it not a good steamer? If it's a good steamer, it's Tomei. If it's not a good steamer, it's Toyer. V'lo Yitochen, Zuktoisviz, but it's not a good Pshato. Why? K'demuchach, B'soif, Toisefta, de Kalim. So Toisviz brings a raya from a Toisefta that's not true. Bush taken to Sefta. The Sanya, we learned in Tesefta as follows. Koish shall even shenikev. A koish shall even shenikev vehitiv lesoichoi eva. Rabbi Yosi mishum Rabbi Yochanan benurei oimer tomei mishum klis chuchis. This is very difficult to understand. A koish even is not mekabel tuma whatsoever. Now they were soisim it with Eiver, so it's Tomei Mishum Klis Ruchis. It's very difficult girse. The Taisus Arosh brings down our girse, it's Tomei Mishum Kli Matres. But Al Kaponim, let's go a little further. Rab Shimin ben Gamliel Oimer, Yehude ben Shamu Oya Metamei Mishum Rab Meir. Period. Now, we hear here the machloikis. Tesefta is speaking about a koishel even, and he was soisimit with a stima of Eivel. So it says the Tanakame, which is the Chachomim, are tome mishum klis chuchis. Abshim Gamliel says, Yehuda ben Shemu, oyemetame mishum rameya. So lechayre beistach ois that afilu according to the chachamim who are chaylik an Rab Meir, it's tomei mishum kli schuches. According to the Rashbam, according to the chachamim, it's toyer legamri. That was the whole time of the Rashbam. It's toyer legamri. It's not the toyer means it's toyer legamri. Here you see the lechayre Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the chachamim which are chaylik an Rab Meir. And they say it's al kaponim tami midarabono. Mashme behedye kiloshin achren shebekuntres verabonon haino Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'loy legamri metarim. And that's the way Rashi says. Metarim means it's toir mina toir. It's not toir midarabono. And now, there's Taisus, to learn Taisus further, it's a Shvera Taisus further, there's a beautiful Kaner Reim that says Pshat and Taisus, but I think we should live with, in order to get, not to get involved with the end of this Taisus, let us just learn a little Gemara further. So we'll stop here. Taisus Lamaisa agrees with Rashi's Pshat. Al Kaponim, We're in the middle of a kasha. We're in the middle of a kasha. What was the kasha? The kasha was that according to Rav and Rabbi Chanine, Rav and Rabbi Chanine said Botlo Megillas Tainis. So it's Botlo Megillas Tainis after the Chuban Abayis. how could Yehuda ben Shamua make a new Yontif if the old Yomim Tovim became bottle? How could they make a new Yontif? And for the Gemara Tanoi, it's Machlokes Tanoi. You're right. The Sanya we learned in the Barais as follows: Hayomim ha'elu haksuvim b'megilas taines, bein bizman shebeis amigdash kayim, bein bizman she'ein beis amigdash kayim, asurim divrei Rameya. Rameya, and Taka Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemu, which is a Talmud of Rameya, he holds that the megilas taines is applicable after Chulban Abayis also. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, bizman shebeis amigdash kayim, Asurim, Pipnei Shesimcha, then it was Azman Simcha, so then the Yomim Toivim were applicable. Shesimcha Ilahem. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Vatorim, Imnei Sheevil, Ulahem. So Memele, so we hear that Samachloikis Chamei and Rab Yoisi, so Memele, you can't ask any kashas, yes, the kasha from Yehuda ben Shamu, and he's a Talmud of Rab Meir, that's taki true. Rab Meir taki held that Leibot Lemegilas Tainis. And then Rav and Rav Chanina, Paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that is Botla Megillus Tainus. Zog the Gemara, Vehilchis Botlo, Vehilchis Loi Botlo. Like the Gemara, that's very modern, Kashe, Hilchis Al Hilchis, Odo Yo Botlo, the Nish Botlo. Zog the Gemara, Loi Kashe, Kan Bechaneke, Purim, Kan Bishar Yoimi. Let us see what Rashi says. Tanoihi ibotlo megillas tainis. Fine. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara seems to say as follows, that la locha we paskin all the yomim toivim, what it says in megillas tainis, abotl. One is permitted to fast in all these yomim toivim. Besides Chanukah Purim is loy botla megillas tainis. Could be the reason is because we had before there's a svara of pirsumi nisse. That's why they didn't want to be mevatle. So memele Chanukah Purim is loy botla. There's a more dike kasha that Ritva and the Chedush Yaran ask. It says it comes out from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that. That al kaponim legabi Chanukah Purim is leibotla megillas tainis. So what does it say in our Gemara? So ask a shaila, why are you not allowed to fast Purim? Why not allowed to fast Chanukah? Megillas tainis. Not allowed to fast because of megillas tainis. Frak the ritva akashe. So we had a klal yesterday. Whatever is also to fast als megillas tainis. So the day before is also Asa. Frektach the Ritva, so how do we fast Tainis Esther? Tainis Esther is the day before Purim. How do you fast Tainis Esther? The Ritva mutschet sich sehr stark mit der Kasche. Bin Samach Leukes, and the Gemara and Tainis. Aber Samuim dike Kasche. How do we fast Tainis Esther? The Chidushi Aran brings down the Kasche. So he says, you know, because Purim is a yontev midivrei Kabbalah. It's a yontev midivrei Kabbalah. It's a yontev midivrei Kabbalah. So that's what we learned. Divrei Kabbalah ke divrei Chayredomi. That the day before you're allowed to fast. Atkan l'shem. I saw the Chiddush Yaran. Beautiful. But it's Pilei Ploim. So why does the Gemara say that Botla Megillas Tainis, but by Purim. Purim, what is Purim after Megillas Tainis? He just saying Purim is also of Divrei Kabbalah. It's a Yontif with Divrei Kabbalah. So if it's a Yontif with Divrei Kabbalah, what is the after Megillas Tainis? I didn't understand the Chiddush Yaran. I did some research, I went further. I learned to the Turi Yevin. So the Turi Yevin says Pshat, it doesn't mean down the Chiddush Yaran, but the Turi Yevin says, he says, you know what's Pshat na Gemore, Gabi Purim, Leibotlo Megillas Tainis? So he says, Leibotla Megillas Tainis means as follows. He brings a Gemara Megillah, the Shelzeh Bozeh Osa. That means as follows. That if someone lives in an Ir, Mukef Chayme, so his Purim is Tesvav Oda. He's not allowed to fast Yudalit. Why isn't he allowed to fast Yudalit? That's Otz Megillas Tainis. Purim is nicht Purim. Purim is Tesvav. He's not allowed to fast, else you're dalit. Fine. So by Mizgvanechet, it's a Sari Kapella. So if the whole Megillah's Tainus is that the Tesvav is not allowed to fast Yudalit, als Megillah's Tainus. The Yudalit is not allowed to fast Tesvav, als Megillah's Tainus. Fine. So how is the Tesvav allowed to fast Tainus as the Yud Gimel? So we're back to the Kasha again. The Yudalidike is allowed to fast Yud Gimel Tainus Hester because it's Divrei Kabbalah. But how is the Tesvav allowed to fast Tainus Hester? The whole reason he's not allowed to fast Yudalidat Megillas Tainus, so by him the day before should also be also so. So basically, weiter nicht kam Shad in the Chedushi Horan. Sagte Gemara weiter. Al elu mipnei Rosh Hashanah val tishrei mipnei takonis hamayadis. We learned in the Mishnah that they sent out shluchim 6 months during the year to be meidia, the bnei Eretz Yisrael, the bnei Agoyle, when Rosh Chodesh was. They sent out shluchim elu mipnei Rosh Hashanah, that they should know when Rosh Hashanah was. When Rosh Hashanah will be, I'm sorry. You have to know, was of Molei, was of Chosa, was Rosh Chodesh Elo Yom Lamed, was Rosh Chodesh Elo Yom Lamed Aleph. So it was very important to know when Rosh Chodesh Elo was, in order to know when Rosh Hashanah will be. Now, we hear a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rashi and Tosfos. What is Pshat in the Mishnah? Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. If the Bnei HaGoyle, when they found out when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, so then they made Rosh Hashanah 30 days later. 30 days later they made Rosh Hashanah. What's the Cheshbon 30 days later making Rosh Hashanah? Aye, maybe Elul will be Me'uba. So Rosh Hashanah is the 31st day. They were Seimech and Roiv. So Rashi says they were Seimech and Roiv. They had no way of finding out, and this is not only the Bnei Agoyla, this is Roiv of Klal Yisrael, did not know when Rosh Hashanah was. Besides those who were close to the Beis Avad, the Beis Avad, Roiv of Klal Yisrael did not know when Rosh Hashanah was. So Lemaisa, so Rashi says they were Seimech and Roiv, and they made Rosh Hashanah Yoim Lamed, the 30th day. That's how Rashi says. Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis says that no, the zichem made Rosh Hashanah 2 days. They didn't know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. They want seimach and roiv. It's a suffix. So they made Rosh Hashanah 2 days. They made Rosh Hashanah yom lamed and yom lamed alf. L'may nafkemina that they have to know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. The nafkamina will be, because if they wouldn't know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, they'd make 3 days Rosh Hashanah. Because they don't know if Rosh Chodesh Elul, if Av was a Molei, if Av was a Chosa, they have to make 3 days. So in order to avoid making 3 days, they sent out Shluchim to tell the Bnei Agoyle when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, so now they'll know when to make the 2 days. According to Rashi, Pshat in the Mishnah is that they wouldn't know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. They'd have to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now that they found out when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, they only made 1 day Rosh Hashanah. That is the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Now the Mishnah said further, Va'al Tishrei, they sent out Shluchim and Tishrei, Bipnei Takones Hamayadis. But you should know when the Yomim Tovim will be, when Yom Kippur will be, when Sukkot will be. Frag the Gemara, kiven de nafke lohu a'elu, atishrei lomelu. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is meiridik. That means we're seimech an roiv. We're seimech an roiv. So meile, so now we know when Rosh Hashanah is. So we're seimech because roiv pomim elu was chosa. So now when Rosh Hashanah is, so now the Cheshbon, so Yom Kippur is 10 days later, and Sukkot is another 5 days later. So why do you have to send out Shluchim and Tishrei? Kima the Nafklu a'elul a'tishrei lomelu. V'chi teime dilma of ru'al a'elul, maybe they sent out Shluchim because maybe Elul is Me'uba. ואומר רב חינן בר כהנא אומר רב ממויס עזרא ואילך למצינו אלו מאובר אלו was never מאובר from עזרא. So that means we have a gesunter roiv that Elul was not meuber. So we have a roiv. So why do you have to send out shluchim? So why do you have to send out shluchim to tell us when Tishrei was? And for the Gemara, loy mitzinu de loy itzterech. That's true. Loy matzinu, that we never recorded that Elul was chasa, that Elul was mole. Loy matzinu de loy itzterech, because there wasn't a need. Ha itzterech ma brinelei. That means that if there is a necessity, if a necessity arose, that we have to be ma'aber elu, we would be ma'aber elu. And if we would be ma'aber elu, so then they have to know about it. That means this old cheshbon was a cheshbon that is truth, b'mois ezre. They never were ma'aber, because there wasn't a need to be ma'aber, but there could be a need could arise. Obviously, a machlokes rabbanim.